It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Workman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy joins us every Thursday morning. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Dr. Workman.
Good morning to both of you. And I hope it's a nice day there and not raining as much as it is here.
It is, at this moment, not raining as much as it is here, but I'm told, I'm told that this is not.
Well, it's going to be a soggy day for most of us.
Yeah, no, and it's meant to be soggy here, and it was incredibly soggy. Like, it's just this blob, this sponge blob, square pants, just formed over us and just dribbled. It didn't dribble, rained. It was just.
I know somebody I know said recently, looks like November has taken over from October.
That's right. Elbowed it aside. It'll be back.
Exactly.
October will be back. All right.
Right.
So y'all go on.
Yeah, I hope that Marshall will offer some of his wisdom in our discussion because, of course, he has had a lot of experience with weight loss. But I wanted to start by just mentioning a conversation I had with a friend who is now a retired therapist, who very proudly told me as we sat down at a restaurant with his wife and my husband a couple of weeks ago that he had lost 20 pounds, and indeed he really did look thinner. Had a long way to go, but he did look thinner, and then we started talking about why people overeat, and he just said quite glibly, "Oh, I overeat because I'm addicted to food." And my eyebrows shot up because it really didn't look like he was an addict in any way whatsoever. He said, "Well, you know, I just like to eat." And I said to him, "Yeah, but I like to eat too, and everybody in this restaurant likes to eat. That's why we're here. We wouldn't be home. Otherwise, we'd be home eating, you know, maybe a bowl of oatmeal and a glass of water for dinner." It doesn't mean that because we like to eat, we necessarily have to overeat. And he sort of paused, and then I guess because he is a therapist and he feels that he has to be somewhat honest with himself as well as with his patients, he admitted to me that he had gained a great deal of weight when dealing with some very difficult problems he had in an earlier career, and said to me, you know, I gained weight until I could figure out what was wrong with what I was doing, and then I was able to stop gaining weight. So he had the insight, which he finally admitted to me, as to why he had gained weight. But after our conversation, you know, I realized, Jill, that most people who have gained weight and seek help in losing weight do not have the kind of counseling, wisdom, or guidance from the people they're going to try to get some weight loss advice, to sit down with them and say, okay, well, really, what was going on in your life when you were gaining weight? Do you think it might happen again? Have you developed any skills to prevent it from happening again? When you're on a diet, do you think that if certain things that caused you to gain weight in the past might derail your diet now? And if you just scan very briefly, most weight loss programs, be they books or internet programs or, you know, going to support groups, by and large, there is not the time, the labor, or the wisdom or the insight to help people understand before they really begin to lose weight what was the reasons they gained weight to begin with.
Well, here's where the problem lies. And the problem lies is that I'll say 80%, maybe 75%, there's 25 to 30% of the people that actually have physical problems while they gain weight. There's that small percentage that's probably under 25% where their metabolism, whatever, it's an actual physical problem. But that's 25%. I'm speaking to someone who gains and loses weight. The other 75% of the people, it's simply a matter of substituting food for whether it's a crisis, whether it's a problem, whether it's a celebration, it's replacing, whether you stop smoking, replacing food, putting food in that place. And because everybody has to eat, not everybody has to overeat.
That's exactly right.
And what's the problem with today's healthcare is, And I'm on Medicare now, and I've got part both parts, plus I get an extended extended coverage. I don't have to pay a dime for anything. But you know what's not in there? You know what's not in there? I mean, I can go to physical therapy. I can go weight counseling. Yes. It's not in there. I can't go see – I can't hire a dietitian to see every week, and Medicare will pay for it. It's not in there. I mean, it's not treated as a disease. It's not treated as something that people need to be treated as a disease. I have a disease. I have a tendency to gain weight. I have a tendency to substitute food, whether I'm unhappy. And if I'm happy, of course, I eat food. If I stop smoking, which I did, you substitute it. And you have to change your lifestyle, and people need help. I mean, people go to doctors to hold the regular cancer, to their blood pressure. You name it, people can go to doctors and have it paid for. You can't go. Absolutely. You can't have.
That's right. You can go to the doctor to get paid and to get your diabetes treated that you had because you have obesity. Or you go to a physical therapist to have your back taken care of and you have back problems because you are obese. But you're right. You don't have anything to prevent these problems from occurring. But Marshall, let me ask you this: many people eat during celebratory occasions. Many people, you know, will eat if they're bored or depressed or lonely or what have you. What is the difference between eating and overeating? That is, you know, some of the wisdom that's given out for weight loss counseling is don't eat anything. You know, I mean, that might be attractive, tasty, you know, tempting. Just cut it out totally because you're not going to be able to control it. But I think what nobody really understands after decades of looking at this is what's the difference between somebody who can have two cookies and somebody who has to have a bag?
Because
somebody who can eat a handful of M&Ms, somebody has to eat the whole bag.
Because it's compulsion. There's nothing in the brain that tells you to regulate what you're going to do. If you do that, if you go see a dietitian every week and you go over what you've written down that you've eaten and everything like that, you've got that reminder every week. Well, you really shouldn't do this. Substitute this for that. But people don't do that. People don't substitute. Like, let's say, sitting down and having a bowl of grapes, which you might get 50 grapes for like 150 calories, okay, sure. Or 200 calories. They'll sit down with I don't do this kind of like chips anymore, but they'll sit down with a bowl of chips and they'll have 1,000 calories. It's the wrong choices.
People who are thin don't do that.
That's exactly right.
They do normal weight.
That it's the wrong choices. You make the wrong choices.
So I'm just going to interject. Having an app, there needs to be a dialogue. I'm seeing this in so many other places. But the key to making something work is not a one-way app that you can, you know, ultimately mislead, if you will, because it's not answering. It's taking the information that you're giving it. And there has to be something in the program, for lack of a better word, that has someone who's saying, yeah, you know, totally. No, you've definitely this, but if you think you've made a wrong choice about that, what do you want to, you know, how do you want to avoid that next time? You know, constructively instead of in a punitive way. And
the thing is that we're dishonest with ourselves. We rarely say to ourselves, why am I overeating? And we're certainly dishonest or in denial when it comes to talking to somebody else. I can't tell you how many times I've sat across from somebody who I know has eaten more because the person wouldn't be in my office otherwise. The person is 40, 50 pounds overweight. Oh, I don't really snack. Oh, I really don't overeat. You know, and then when you start probing, yeah, I do. And then you find out why. Well, because I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I'm angry at my husband, I'm annoyed at my children, my mother-in-law is coming to visit me, I hate my boss, I feel stuck in my job. And I can tell you, you know, from now until next week, the number of reasons, they're all stress-related. And yet, it's very hard for somebody to say, Marcia, you do say it, but somebody to say, yes, I can diet until I can't. And it's when I can't that nobody steps in and says, I'm here to help. And I said, it's like, again, when I send the blog, my example is if you were trying to learn how to play a musical instrument or learn how to play golf, then you had an instructor The instructor would see what you're doing wrong in order to tell you how to do it right. But when you go to a weight loss program, they know you're doing something wrong, otherwise you wouldn't be there. But nobody really looks at you carefully the way, you know, a golf pro might look at your swing. What are you actually doing wrong? And you don't reveal it, and nobody probes until it actually comes out. And I think that's one of the basic reasons why people just can't lose weight and keep it off.
Thank you very much, Dr.
Judy. Well, we haven't solved any problems, but
no, I think
it's always next week.
Exactly right. Thank you very
right.
much. Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy, of course, every Thursday morning around 8:20 here on Robin Hood Radio and on demand, robinhoodradio.com on the web.